And the headline comes to us from the New York Post. WHO envoy, that's the World Health Organization, warns coronavirus vaccine may never be developed. Of course, we have to contrast this with the fact that Bill Gates has like, what, 7 different places working on some kind of form or function or fashion of vaccine. And we hear about companies that are making record time in the creation of a vaccine. And Trump, even at his town hall in front of the Lincoln Memorial, which, whatever, I guess optics are optics, says that he hopes we're on by the end of the year. The answer to every question in regards to COVID-19, at least from legacy media, politicians, entertainment industrial complex, everybody, is a vaccine. Right? We've all been hurt. We've all been told that, herded into this intellectual pen of, we have to wait until a vaccine. MIT came out with studies. You're going to have to stay off and on lockdowns for 2 years until a vaccine comes out. Everybody, vaccine, vaccine. You know, everybody, the vaccine is the magical cure, even though people have said in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. Flu vaccine's working out real well for everybody, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Even if you do get the flu shot, it doesn't prevent you from getting the flu sometimes. And sometimes it gives you the flu. But yet everybody wants to line up like a bunch of sheep with their arms out saying, stick me with your magic vaccine. Except now, we're being quietly told, vaccine. You know, if somebody did come up with Roxanne, but changed out Roxanne to vaccine, that would be great. Vaccine. Anyway, the WHO, once again, the World Health Organization, they are warning that a vaccine may never be developed. And we can cross-reference this headline with another headline that was dropped at 3:30 this morning from CNN. What happens if a coronavirus vaccine is never developed? It's happened before. You may think I sound like a tinfoil idiot. Wouldn't be the first time. But is this not designed to keep you and I in a state of uncertainty? Because we have been told how this is the deadliest virus, even though anybody who can actually read and is not a Catholic big brain podcaster can realize that this is not the deadliest disease in the history of the world, that the mortality rate is actually stupid low for normal people. Now, of course, there are immune compromised and elderly who we must anyway as a society be taking care of, right? It's more of a reflection on the fact that we as a society don't take care of those who are the most vulnerable. Then again, what do I always dial that down to? What do we distill it down to? The fact that we celebrate the murder of babies in the womb. So why would we care about our elderly, our parents, our grandparents, or those with immune compromised systems? We live in a selfish culture that murders babies in the womb for the crime of inconvenience. So why would we take care of them? Either way, we'll go back into this. This idea that we are constantly in this state of uncertainty, right? So Amanda Woods, as scores of researchers across the world scramble to develop vaccines for the novel coronavirus, a World Health Organization envoy is cautioning that one may never appear at all, according to a new report. Dr. David Nabarro, who also serves as a professor of global health at the Imperial College London. Ooh, remember them? 6 billion people were going to die because of COVID-19. He raised the possibility in an interview with CNN. Nabarro said there are some viruses that we still do not have vaccines for. We can't make an absolute assumption that a vaccine will appear at all. Or if it does appear, whether we'll pass all the tests for efficiency and safety. Oh my goodness. You know who's been saying that? Mike Church of the Mike Church Show. The idea, not this exact thing, but the idea that there's going to be some magic cure-all that comes down and it's going to be government approved. And it's very interesting. In January, if you asked 5 out of 10 Americans, hey, are you getting the flu shot this year? Nah. I mean, the flu shot is readily available. They can give you one in line in Walgreens, for goodness sake. They're like, hey, we got like 50, we got 50 random flu shots we got to get rid of. Anybody want one while you're waiting to check out and get your gummy bears? You know, they just stick people in line. And yet people go, nah, I don't need the flu shot. And what do people say? It doesn't really work. It gives me the flu. People tell you these things. But yet with this novel coronavirus, now people are going, oh, I need one. Oh, we need one. Just the propaganda talk. When in reality, anybody with the IQ above lukewarm soup would tell you a vaccine is not a cure-all. The only idiot, well, two idiots that are saying vaccines are necessary, prominent, Gates and Fauci. You know, first of all, I don't know where Gates gets his medical degree from. Maybe he got it online. He's the one telling us we need one. And of course, Fauci, who I don't know. Anybody want to let me know when he came up with the successful AIDS vaccine? Because I'm kind of waiting on that. All right, we're all waiting on the AIDS vaccine. It only took them 30 years to come up with drugs that stop or that make the actual count in your bloodstream so little it's hard to pass. Only took them 30, 40 years to get that. So I'm sure, what is it, 2020? Oh, good, we'll have drugs to fight coronavirus in 2060. And Fauci will still be alive somehow, telling us with his gravelly voice how everything is not okay. Back into this article. In that case, according to the reports, treatments may be developed, but the world could see yearly coronavirus outbreaks with death and lockdowns will need to be periodically strengthened and loosened. So you're told over and over and over again, a vaccine will save you. A vaccine will save you. Don't worry, a vaccine will save you. And then they just drop this. By the way, we can't come up with one. Where does that lead them? Where do they go after dropping that statement? Oh, there is no vaccine. Well, what do? We're back in the state of uncertainty because the vaccine, even if you're not a fan of it like I am, and most of you aren't here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. At least let me get this out. At least with the idea of a vaccine, what can happen at a baseline? I know about the tracking chips and all this other. I'm with you in that boat, but listen to me here. What does it do to society? It starts to make things go back to what? Normal-ish. People don't fear the coronavirus if there is a vaccine. Even though you and I are like, it doesn't really work and it's not really going to help you. What does it do publicly? The opinion. Oh, we have a vaccine for that. We're okay. We can prevent it. We can do all the other modern amazing things that scientism gives us. So now we have to hear, wait. There might not be a vaccine, folks. And even if there is one, we don't know if it's going to be successful. We don't know if the vaccine for the year 2020 will be effective in combating 2021 COVID-19. What if it's a different strain? Because we have that every year in the flu, right? It's a passing quote on a Chiron on the TV. This year's flu season is going to be especially difficult due to a mutated strain. And what do? We keep eating our Cheerios. It doesn't even give us a second shudder. But do you see how it's being set up?